Let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It's Dave, a bit out of breath. Pardon me. I just returned from my car out in the parking lot, which is now six floors below us as opposed to three. And I made the stupid decision to stick to being a stairwell guy for our temp studio. And I'm starting to pay the price. So let's hope I don't keel over in the middle of this podcast intro. Welcome. It's Thursday, May 9th. I don't even know if I said that already. If not, good. If so, deal with it. Okay. Got to get myself together here. We talked a bunch of stuff today. We talked the Sixers process, which seems to be suffering at the moment. Hopefully they can pick things up tonight. A strip club is giving vendors a take-home present down in Tampa, Florida. And Mother's Day, of course, is approaching. Get your flowers now before it's pandemonium this weekend. And we hit the phones to hear what your mom's favorite saying was. We call them motherisms. Plus, there was an octopus on the menu in China, which got our attention. Funeral songs were a big topic on our Facebook page, and we went through the top 10 desired dead notes, as we called them. And a poll was recently taken questioning people on what actress they would like to play as their mother. Very strange, very Freudian. I hope you enjoy. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
And I was thinking about this because, you know, all I kept hearing yesterday of, you know, any newscast, you know, besides the sad news about David Montgomery, right, was, well, it's close to elimination for the Sixers. It's close to elimination. Do you think this is part of the process? Like last season, they made it into the first round of the playoffs. Well, now this season, they're in the second round. Maybe they blow this out. Okay.
Sure. I mean,
next year, they get into the third round. So we've got about at least three more seasons before they win the championship.
Yeah,
a couple more, right? Because there's one more round, and then there's the finals.
There's some other things I think they need to take care of before we're going to say, yeah, they'll go to the next round, and then they'll go to the
Like Embiid's tummy.
Actually, funny thing, that's how the early Andy Reid days, that's how it went for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Missed the playoffs, made the playoffs, went to the, I guess you beat the Bears in the divisional round, then you lost in the NFC Championship.
Many times.
Four straight years.
Right.
And then you finally made the Super Bowl, which you then lost. But it sort of did that.
And then the Phillies did the opposite. Yeah. We won the World Series and then dropped a tier every year subsequently.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that also makes sense. So my theory is correct. We will not win the championship for another three seasons.
That's fine. Hey, I'll take that, man.
Probably.
I have patience. I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
So we were talking about gentlemen's clubs yesterday because the difference between a strip club and a gentleman's club is steak. Right. For some reason, yeah. And I love the way that all of these gentlemen, they sell themselves as a restaurant that just happens to have mostly naked women dancing around a pole. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? Have you guys ever seen anyone actually eating at a strip club?
I never have. Other than maybe some nuts or chips or something that's on the table or something
right.
like
wow.
that.
Skanky pretzels. Right?
Skanky pretzels, sure. Mm-hmm. All right. But there's a strip club in Tampa.
Nice.
Called the Icon Gentleman Strip Club. I believe that Tampa is the hands-down strip club capital of the world.
Tampa is all a right. citywide strip club.
Yeah,
pretty
it really is. I mean,
never been there.
If it's not a strip club, it's a Hooters. That's what Tampa is like. All right. Well, it seems that they were giving out something not steak, not coupons, not flowers for Mother's Day or anything else. All right. Yesterday, they were giving out free hepatitis A vaccines.
Wow. Oh, that's sweet.
All right. Because one of their employees tested positive last month. And apparently, you know, it was somebody who worked in the food place. So obviously somebody eats the food at a strip club. Anyway, you know, if you happen to have eaten at the Icon Gentlemen's Club, you might want to stop by and get your free coupon for your hepatitis A vaccine. God, right? Can you imagine what it's like in that club now?
All right, give it up for Portia dancing to Dr. Bad Case. Next on stage, nausea. And a reminder that girls will not be using the pole tonight due to recent muscle and joint pain. Hope you have a good time at Icon Gentlemen's Club tonight, bringing a touch of class to Tampa. And our kitchen staff bringing a touch of hepatitis A. Free vaccinations upstairs in the VIP lounge. Now back to nausea on stage dancing to Y&T.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
So with Mother's Day upon us, we decided to, bring up something that we've all lived through, and that is those expressions that mom tends to come up with. My wife, all of a sudden, is using one, and she's using this on the dogs, because as Harley is getting older, he's becoming more demanding, mm-hmm. right? And I'll hear her tell the dog, I'm on my last nerve.
Oh,
you've got me
constantly.
To my last nerve. And I, really? Because if you're on your last nerve, you should be really just like a bowl of jelly, that nothing's really working at all.
It's a good
you know?
Point.
You know, but I don't get that one. But mom's always had that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's always that. You know, oh, you think you're so smart? You're smart when I have this spoon, right?
Yes.
You know. So, what was it? What was your mom's motherism? Did your mom have one, Steve?
Yeah, I brought you into this world. I'll take you out of it. I'm sure
nice.
Most it's moms have used that.
That's
as
a
well.
Classic.
Yeah. My classic was wait till your father gets home,
right. And that belt comes off.
Right. Oh yeah.
For
we,
us, it was just growing up with seven people. It was usually just we can't afford that. We can't afford that. Put that down. Can't afford it.
Right. So what was your mom's motherisms? I mean, there are so many good ones out there. And everybody's right. But some of them don't necessarily make any sense.
Those are the ones I love. I want to hear
right.
those.
You know, there's the, like Steve says, I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, five kids can't do for one mother what one mother can do for five kids. Okay, I get that, right? But the problem was there was only three kids in the house, right? So I don't know why you're saying that, Mom.
Right.
You know, so whatever it might be, we want to hear your mom's motherism.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. A lot of China news going on in the world right now, but mm-hmm. this story doesn't have to do with tariffs.
Okay.
No, this has to do with seafood. A Chinese woman who says she loves seafood so much decided to live stream about it by eating a live octopus.
Ugh.
Right.
I saw this video.
Right, yeah.
I didn't hear anything. I saw it.
Okay, all right. The octopus saw things differently and decided to fight back. As a result, we get this impressive video. Have you posted that, Dave?
Yeah, it's up on the Facebook page and WMGK.com.
All right, it's up everywhere that we could possibly put it. And this woman, the critter latched onto her face while she screams and cries. Her eyelid gets pulled in a totally unnatural direction.
That's the worst part. You can see into her eyeball.
Oh, God. All right. It's racked up over 1.2 million views since it was posted. And this is the best part. Prior to making the video, they heard her say that she was upset about her lack of fame.
Well,
problem solved.
Posting your meals online can be interesting. See?
Right.
Quit knocking it, John.
I tell you, I hate when people post their food on Facebook.
I love it if it's like this.
Yeah, that way, this way I'll take
when
it.
When food attacks, right. Please.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
As I said earlier, on Monday, a list came out of songs that rock stars were picking to be played at their funerals. And, and it's nice to know who wants what, but I would rather know from my audience. And we've got hundreds of responses on this. We put it up yesterday. Was it yesterday morning? No, the morning before.
What's today? Thursday.
Tuesday afternoon we put it up. And the responses kept coming in and coming in. So we decided, you know what, let's figure out a top 10 and give you the ones that have been mentioned the most. So starting at number 10, Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky. Makes sense.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love sense. That.
George Harrison's All Things Must Pass.
All right, that's mm-hmm. touching.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. How about Grateful Dead, Broke Down Palace, number 8.
All right. We just played Van Morrison, but Van Morrison's Into the Mystic.
Right.
That makes sense. More sense to me than Broke Down Palace, to tell you the truth.
Well, for some listeners, this would fit Highway to Hell from AC/DC.
Yeah.
Own it. Own it.
All right.
Now, with the top five, we are going to play. Give you a little test.
Cool.
So
coming in at number 5, Dave.
Yes, that would be Queen, Another One Bites.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. An obvious one indeed. All right. And then we get a Funeral for a Friend, A Love Lies Bleeding from Elton John, which, of course, if we play it in the background, all we get is wind.
Right. Very spooky.
All right, moving over to you, Steve.
That would be Stairway to Heaven, a band I'm not sure if you've ever heard of called Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, a very, very popular song with dead people. All right. Moving on to number two, Dave.
Another band you may have heard of, The Beatles, uh-huh. In My Life.
Isn't this really more of a starting your life song?
See, I think weddings when ending. I hear this song.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So many first dances.
Exactly. But coming in at number one, ladies and gentlemen, on our list this morning, coming in at number one position, with more votes than any other song. And when you think of the opening lyrics of this one, it sort of makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar! Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
So we're still collecting up your motherisms, and a lot of them coming in. Here's what the guy just came in by text. If you've got one, call us in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. My mom's favorite expression was shoot 'em a goo-goos.
Oh, God. Right? Is that like a cover for cursing?
That's exactly what it was. Right? And she was from Brooklyn and said that and friggin' whenever she was mad at us.
Shoot 'em a goo-goos.
Shoot 'em a goo-goos.
It's wonderfully named.
Yes. So 215-263-WMGK. That's the number here in the studio for you to tell us your mom's motherism. Jim, did your mom have one?
She didn't have an ism. She just always threatened to hit me with the shoe.
Okay.
Who are you, George Bush?
So violence, I guess that was my mom.
Right. She was from the Middle East.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right. Very insulting.
I wonder where she went.
But ladies and gentlemen, now, let me go into that serious, loving voice. Ladies and gentlemen, now, it's time for motherisms. Those little statements that mom would make that made you feel loved. We start off this morning with Carissa. Carissa, what was your mom's motherism?
Because I said so.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorites. Yeah.
I find myself using it now on my own 8-year-old.
Susan, what about yourself?
People only do to you what you allow them to do.
That's not bad advice.
Yeah, that's not good. Bad advice.
Very
right?
Empowering.
Backbone.
Doug, what about yourself? What was your mom's motherism?
I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week.
Mary, what about yourself?
One of these days, you're going to wake up and find yourself dead.
Mark.
She would take a belt and say, I'm going to brain you. And I'm like, what?
A lot of, like, really harsh threats
yeah,
from moms.
Tons of violence.
I never understood.
Linda, what was your mom's motherism?
Well, if I wasn't eating enough, she would say, if you don't sit down and eat, you're going to dry up and blow away.
Okay. Skids, what was your mom's motherism?
Just put me away and Byberry now.
Dave, the look on Dave's face, he doesn't know what Byberry is.
Very puzzled.
Byberry was a mental hospital that it used to be in the Northeast on the Boulevard and Southampton Road.
Gotcha.
Still standing, but not a mental hospital anymore.
Right.
Now it's a luxury condo.
Actually, it's an over. Part of it is an over 65 neighborhood.
Oh,
the townhouse area.
It's like the Villages.
Mary, what was your mother's motherism?
Well, my mom had two, but the first one, she said, no good deed goes unpunished.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I believe that one to this day.
She always reminded me, the only thing a hard worker gets is more work. She was a champ, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's for
I
sure.
Like her cynical perspective.
Thank you.
George, what was your mother's motherism?
How can somebody so smart be so dumb?
Okay, Jennifer.
My mom used to tell me I couldn't drive anywhere unless I've driven there first, so I wouldn't get lost.
Terry, what was yours?
Lord love a duck.
Lord love a duck?
What does that even mean?
How does that work?
Obviously, mom was into bestiality. Kathy?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny. I'm sorry. Oh, Kathy's next. Kenny, what was your mom's motherism?
Every time things get screwed up, she go, you're building character.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a great way to explain your kid's baseball loss.
Yeah, you're polishing a turd.
Kathy, what was it for your mom?
When we'd say so-and-so, we know they're your favorite. And she'd say, no, I hate you all equally.
Yeah.
That sounds like my dad. Jeanette.
My mom used to say when I did something that had no common sense, that I was born ass backwards and I might be that way my whole life.
That's awesome. That is a really good one.
I love that passive-aggressive mom. Gene.
Hi.
All right, so what was your motherism?
I will shake you till your teeth rattle.
Wow, these moms are getting rougher and rougher.
Well, you know, this was back in the 60s and there was four of us.
And nowadays, we put parents in jail who do that.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
They just did a survey on famous moms and mom actresses, sure. Right? And if an actress were to play your mom in a movie, who would you want?
I would go with probably Helen Mirren. Just
Helen Mirren. That's a good one.
That would get very Oedipal for me. That could be awkward.
You're a pervert, Dave.
If it was a stepmom, I'd want Salma Hayek. Because it would be allowed then.
Yeah. If I had Salma Hayek as a mother, I'd be a formula baby.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
That's the kind of luck I've got. All right. Who do you think came in number one on the list?
I actually think Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
Faye Dunaway.
No.
And her wire hangers. I don't know. Who did?
Meryl Streep.
Of course.
Well, yeah, that one makes sense. Yeah. Coming in number two, Sally Field. Number three, Julia Roberts and Jennifer Lopez. Angelina Jolie. I couldn't handle the crowd. Couldn't handle the crowd with her.
We're now starting to get into these hot chicks playing your mom.
Right. Getting very fun. Right.
Okay, well, here, let me show you some places where it doesn't make sense. Right. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, well.
Who has no children.
That's a good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be awkward.
Jennifer Aniston. Who has no children.
Yeah, but I mean, they're actors.
Right.
Well,
okay. Fine. But it's not like they have child experience.
They're actors.
Okay.
And then it gets really awkward with Lori Loughlin.
Right. Yeah.
True. Get into a good college.
Right. It's true.
Then on the list, Michelle Obama.
Okay.
She's not an actress.
Yeah, she's not, but wait for it.
All right. Well, she's in politics. Yeah, she's an actress.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.